From Washington, this is VOA News. The Islamic State is claiming responsibility for Saturday night's deadly terror rampage in London, in which 7 people were killed and 48 wounded, some of them gravely. ISIS made its claim of a security detachment carrying out the attack on its Amaq News Agency webpage. A van driver ran over pedestrians on the London Bridge. 3 men then jumped out of the van and stabbed people in a nearby market. British Home Secretary Amber Rudd said Sunday that police believe the 3 who were shot dead were the only perpetrators. This is Assistant Police Commissioner Mark Rowley.
We are making significant progress now in identifying the 3 attackers and confirming the fact that there were no other suspects at the scene when the attack was carried out. Work is ongoing to understand more about them, about their connections, and about whether they were assisted or supported by anyone else. As I think you're aware, there are searches ongoing in East London, and 12 arrests have already been made.
The British government has no plans to raise the country's terror threat level from severe to the top level of critical. The level was raised to the top for more than a week just after the May 22nd suicide bombing that followed the Ariana Grande concert in Manchester. 22 were killed in that attack, more than 100 wounded. British Prime Minister Theresa May said Sunday that 3 terrorist attacks in Britain in the last 3 months are, quote, bound together by the evil ideology of Islamist extremism. She said there is far too much tolerance for extremism in our country. We need to be more robust in identifying and stamping out extremism. It's time to say enough is enough. You're listening to news from the Voice of America in Washington. Officials in Pakistan say counterterrorism forces have destroyed a major suspected Islamic State stronghold in the country's southwest, killing, in their words, 12 hardcore terrorists. A military statement Sunday said the intelligence-led raid targeted the militant hideout in the hilly Mastung district in Baluchistan province, and the ensuing gunfight that lasted for 2 days injured 5 security forces, including 2 officers. The statement said terrorists were hiding inside a cave for planning, coordination, and execution of terrorist activities in Baluchistan. It said the successful operation foiled attempts to undertake terrorist activities in the province, particularly in its capital city of Quetta. Afghanistan's Taliban said it had attacked a key northern district, Imam Sahib, early Sunday, and are reported to be moving closer to the district center after inflicting heavy casualties on government forces and overrunning surrounding villages. But District Governor Imamuddin Qureshi told VOA that Afghan forces are fighting back and reinforcements have arrived from the provincial capital of Kunduz to help them. He confirmed the clashes killed at least 6 soldiers and 10 insurgents. Separately, officials in southern Kandahar province confirmed that 2 policemen shot dead 6 of their colleagues and wounded many others at a security installation early Sunday. The assailants were suspected Taliban infiltrators. They were killed by Afghan troops as they tried to flee. The Taliban confirmed the attackers were its members and that they had joined the police just to carry out such an attack. Cambodia's main opposition party made large gains in elections for 12,000 local positions Sunday, possibly threatening Prime Minister Hun Sen's grip on power. An opposition party spokesman said his Cambodia National Rescue Party won about 40% of the communes, up from 30% in the last elections 5 years ago. A pro-government news site said preliminary results suggested the opposition had won about 1/3 of the communes. Official results will be announced on June 25th. And once again, our top story of the hour. The Islamic State is now claiming responsibility for Saturday night's deadly terror rampage in London, in which 7 people were killed, 48 wounded, some of them gravely. ISIS made its claim of a security detachment carrying out the attack on its Amaq News Agency webpage. There's more on these and other stories any time of the day at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.